You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Trump administration's skepticism about climate change is about real money. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The U.S. government is no longer supportive of its efforts, but a United Nations fund to tackle the effects of climate change has announced what it's going to spend its money on. This includes more efficient cities in Europe and the harvesting of geothermal energy in Indonesia. The BBC's environment correspondent Matt McGrath is following this from London. Hi, Matt.
Yeah, David, they've been looking at a number of projects for a number of months. They've just met in the last few days, and they've decided on 19 projects, and they're going to spend about $1 billion of that, helping people in the coasts of India to cope with the impacts of climate change. The most controversial one, though, has been money spent on the Kingdom of Bahrain, or the island of Bahrain, oil-rich state, which applied to the Green Climate Fund for money and has been given some money. And that's caused some controversy, as you can imagine, amongst the people who support the fund.
Given the link between oil producing and carbon dioxide and climate change.
Yes, I think a lot of people are feeling that this Green Climate Fund is there to support the least developing countries in their developing of infrastructure that can cope with climate change in the future, help them to move to renewable energies in the future as well.
And clearly the Green Climate Fund in spending mode now, but they'll have to replenish the money. And with the Trump administration backing away from contributing, where might that fund turn to top up the coffers?
That's a really good question. They had about $3 billion had been committed by the United States under President Obama. About $1 billion was paid and $2 billion is now being held back by President Trump. So the Green Climate Fund is now embarking on a new round of replenishment, as they call it, to try and make up that shortfall. But as you say, it's could prove difficult. And with elections in Brazil coming up, they may find the Brazilians are not necessarily willing to help. So it could be a tough ask over the next few months to help poorer countries cope with climate change in the years to come.
Matt McGrath in London, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was the largest one-day rise for stocks traded in Shanghai, with the key index there up more than 4% after Chinese officials said boosterish things about China's economy despite the trade war. We're also keeping an eye on Europe. The euro is down again this morning, 114.7, a decline over the last 6 months of 6.5% to the dollar. Let's check in with economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Hi there, Julia.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I thought things were looking up. That credit rating agency gave Italy late last week not the worst rating, and that has brought some calm to the Italian government bond market.
Yes, it has brought some calm for now, and yet I think there's still nervousness about Italy's finances. We have the ECB meeting this week.
The European Central Bank, yeah.
The European Central Bank, they're planning on ending their bond buying program. And that bond buying program has been supporting Italy's ability to finance these large deficits. And we do see actually this morning that bond spreads, that is Italy's financing costs compared to Germany's financing costs, are rising. You know, there is a little bit of relief. But that underlying nervousness about the sustainability of Italian finances is definitely on the rise.
Julia Coronado with a macro policy perspective. Thank you. We recently heard from Fran in New York, New York, who wanted to let us know that she appreciates Marketplace's in-depth reporting and that we help her better understand the economic and political issues of the day. To join Fran in supporting trustworthy, objective journalism, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Out Flagstaff, Arizona way, a fellow used to be able to pull up with his horse, get a tonic at the local saloon, and forget the tribulations of city life. Well, that was then. In the last decade, Northern Arizona University has doubled the number of students on the Flagstaff campus, and now the state wants to increase enrollment further to help with budget shortfalls. By 2025, the plan is for Northern Arizona to have 35,000 students. That's a lot of growth. From station KJZZ, Laurel Morales reports.
When Matt and Olivia McReynolds met as students at Northern Arizona University more than a decade ago, the Flagstaff population was around 60,000 people. Since then, 10,000 more people live here.
I remember the sticker shock of paying $900 a month for a one-bedroom apartment.
And you had to sell your Isuzu Trooper, and that summer I had to get a job and work all night.
They moved away and came back twice because they love the mountains. In 2008, the average rent was $850 a month. Today, it's $1,470 a month.
I'm an attorney, and I make decent money. And it's puzzling that despite that, this is what we were able to afford in Flagstaff.
This is a tiny two-bedroom rental for a family of five. From where we're sitting on the love seat, you can almost see the entire apartment.
We are around 500 square feet, and we're paying over $1,600 a month.
In addition to home prices, locals also gripe about the traffic, the parking, and the threat of losing the quintessential charm that makes Flagstaff unique. Since the recession, Arizona lawmakers cut university funding, more than any other state, to close the budget gap. Mike Mitchell at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says many states did.
Today, 10 years on, states are spending about $7 billion less on higher education than they were just prior to the recession.
Mayor Coral Evans is an alumna of NAU. She lives in a home built by her grandfather just three blocks from campus, so she has to deal with students partying at all hours. But she says she couldn't afford to move if she wanted to.
Because with the growth of the university came the ridiculous prices for the housing in this city, with absolutely no relief.
Some community members have come up with solutions to mitigate the growth. Ideas like building a satellite campus, buying more buses, and encouraging students to get involved in the community so they care about it. For Marketplace, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
And a big engineering group has just started a certification program to encourage the tech community to build robots and artificial intelligence that do more good than harm. Marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.